Temporary Solomons joins us today as we get set for another edition of the Mountain View Neighbors Women in Business Awards. And on Community Hotline today, we'll be going over the details as we get set to recognize the great women in our area. Deb, first off, how many years have you guys been putting on this event here in Olds?
Galen, this will be the third year. We're really excited about that. And we've got a lineup of awards that are just fantastic.
You bet. So when and where will this take place, and how do people get tickets?
The event itself, the awards luncheon, will take place on Friday, March 6th. Doors open at 11, and it'll go till about 3 o'clock at the Pomeroy Inn in Olds. Tickets can be purchased on Eventbrite under MBAN Women in Business Awards, or they can contact the team at our email, which is mbanbusinesswomen.com.
As far as the program for this year goes, who is your keynote speaker this year?
Our keynote speaker is Mary Hayes. She's actually from Olds originally, and storytellers will be Mary Hayes as Louise McKinney, one of the famous five women, and Betty Herzberger as Nellie McClung, telling us the accomplishment of those early social reformers. It'll be a fantastic and entertaining keynote.
That's wonderful. Anything else new or notable for this year's event?
Yes, actually, we have a new award this year. We're really excited to let you know that we have a Rising Star Young Woman Award. Candidates can be 17 and under who turn ideas into action, either through entrepreneurship, innovation, and creativity, or community spirit. So this, we're really excited about this award, and it recognizes initiative and follow-through and leadership. So we're really excited about that, adding the Young Rising Star Award this year. Of course, returning is our Woman in Agriculture, Woman in Energy, Woman in Business Not-for-Profit, and Woman in Business For-Profit, and of course, the biggest award of all, Woman of Influence. And you know, she gets a crown. You know, it's really the top award, and we're really excited about that.
That's awesome. Who is eligible for these awards, and how do people nominate someone for them?
Women who fit those categories, who live in or work in the Clearwater, Mountain View, and Kneehill counties, including all the towns and villages within. They must be 18 years and older for the Ag, Energy, and Business and Influence Awards. For example, I could live in Rentier County and work in Olds, and I would qualify, or vice versa. We have a broad award area and a broad selection of women in business. So really looking forward to seeing a lot of the deserving women in our community nominated for these awards. Now, if I want to nominate someone, they can go to the website, which is mvanwomeninbusiness.com, and that stands for Mountain View and Neighbors Women in Business.com. Or I believe, Galen, it will be on your website, will it not? The link to the nomination form.
You bet. Yeah, for sure we'll do that. Is there a deadline that you need to get your nominations in by, Deb?
Yes. February 20th is the cutoff for nominations, so just less than a month. So we really got to get on top of that and get them in. We've had a great showing already from all across the communities, but we're looking for more nominations. And so if you or I think of someone, you know, we got to get that nomination in. And this year we've provided the nomination questions ahead of time on the website, so you can take a look at them ahead of time. And our judges provided some nomination writing tips for us. But the real focus is on looking in your community, your community organization, your business, your own business, or a business of a friend, looking for those key women in our community and getting them nominated.
For sure. And we look forward to seeing all the winners this year and being able to honor them coming up on March the 6th. Deb, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Galen. Take care.